got four.
So you guys know everybody up here? Mike Reinfeld, Rustin Webster, Mike Munchak, and of course Keith Bullock, the gentlemen we're here to honor today. Special moment for our organization because Keith Bullock is the first great player in the history of our franchise to come in as a Titan and today to formally retire as a Titan. And when you say great player, the numbers back it up. Most of you have the numbers in front of you, but nearly 1,300 tackles, right around 20 quarterback sacks, 20 interceptions, 14 fumble recoveries, led the team in tackles 6 times in 7 years, 8 times in a row, 8 seasons in a row, 100-plus hits, and, of course, 6 touchdowns. One of the best of the era in terms of being an all-around linebacker, and the numbers completely back it up. In just a few minutes, Coach Munchak is going to come up and talk further about Keith as a football player. But I think what we can all agree on is Keith Bullock is not a guy who could be ignored. And he would not allow you to ignore him either, as we know. Keith's history as a talker, well known. Mr. Monday Night is one of the great stories from 2007, one that will never be forgotten. Many of you have written and talked about your favorite Keith Bullock stories, and I know we'll continue to do so. One that stands out actually came up from even before he was drafted. If you go back to 2000 and you remember the time leading up to that draft, it was the year of the linebacker, and in particular there was a lot of talk about LeVar Arrington. And apparently Keith got tired of the talk about LeVar Arrington because when he went through his pre-draft workout, he was particularly impressive. He ran his 40 in 4.43, and just as he finished running that 40-yard dash, he turned around into 31 NFL scouts. He told them, and I'm paraphrasing, if you want to go watch LeVar Arrington, go right ahead because you've just seen what I can do. And from that time on, he backed it. That's not exactly how you said that, was it? Not exactly.
I said, now you can go to Penn State.
But Keith Bullock backed up his words with his great play, certainly with tremendous accountability. And the other part that always stood out to, I think, the coaches, the players, the fans, the media, everybody that watched him is how much he loved what he was doing. At the heart of everything he did on the field was a love and a passion and an enjoyment of the game. And I think that's what made us enjoy everything about Keith Bullock, the football player, on and off the field. The other things that we certainly appreciated, what he did in the community here. He was the Titans Community Man of the Year in 2006 and 2007. What he did on behalf of foster care here and in New York. What he did with the Believe and Achieve Foundation, even things like what he did for the organization's outreaches such as Titans Caravan, he was always a big part of it. And for all of those reasons, he is one of the truly great players in the history of our organization, a great Titan in every way, shape, and form. And I think the other part that stands out today is from the number of people that you see in this room, the people who are here to support him and thank him for what was a tremendous career. We always appreciated the professionalism, the courtesy, and the kindness that he showed throughout the organization. We salute you for that, and we thank you. And with those comments, I'm going to ask Coach Munchak to come up and make a few remarks, and then Keith will come up. He'll have something to say, and then he'll take questions.
I don't need water this time. I've been around this organization for 30 years, and players like Keith Bullock don't come around very often. And I was the line coach during his time here, and so I didn't get a chance to coach him. Even though he's 6'3", I thought I could probably put a little weight on him. But he probably preferred not to be in the offensive line room, obviously. But I had a chance to be around him for 10 years. I saw every game he played. I saw every practice he participated in. So for me, I had a front row seat of watching him develop into one of the greatest players that played for this organization, and more importantly, like Mike said, the great person that he is. I was trying to think what I'd say, and for me, it's simple. You guys all walk by that saying I have on the wall about be a pro. I think he epitomizes that, Keith does. know what to do and do it. I remember from the first day he came here, he was a first-round draft choice, and when he first came through the door, man, he acted like a pro. He didn't start right away, but he found a way to contribute. A lot of guys wouldn't handle that well. He handled it very well, I thought. Now, maybe inside he didn't, but I think ultimately he did. He found a way to help on special teams and do things that a lot of guys would have struggled with when they first came in because of expectations. He went on, as we know, to play, and I didn't realize it was as high, 135, I think 127 consecutive games. That's almost 8 years without missing a football game. When you read that, it doesn't seem like much, but for a player who's played the game, that is unbelievable. That's an unbelievable commitment to taking care of yourself, obviously having a little luck of staying healthy, but it's not easy to do accomplishing that. Playing 8 years in this league without missing one football game for medical reason. The guy stayed on the field every snap. He wasn't a linebacker, that was a two-down linebacker. He was a guy that played every snap. And I think that is something that gets overlooked. He's obviously had some honors. He made the Pro Bowl, was all pro, all those things. Probably not near as many years as he should have because, again, he did what the team needed of him. He wasn't asked to blitz as much as other linebackers where they got more credit for sacks. All right, but he played play in, play out as good as anyone in football during his 10 years with us here at the Titans. And some of the things that stood out for me was, I think it was a Raider game I'm thinking about. I think it was the one his first year starting in 02. And we went out there to Los Angeles. I think we were 2-1 at the time, and we got hammered. I think they put 28 on us in the first quarter or something. It was one of those games where you get in, I don't know what we're going to say when the game's over. We lost pretty badly, obviously. We come in. And now as a head coach, I can really appreciate it because as a head coach, you're trying to think what you're going to say. And Keith, I think, did a great job over the years of not necessarily bringing the team up and talking, but talking out loud so everyone can hear him. And he'd be saying, hey, guys, we're going to be back here. These guys don't want to play us again. And I'm thinking, we just lost by 30. And he's telling them how they don't want to play with us again. I'm thinking, and guys start listening to him. Guys are listening to that. And that year, if you remember, we went back and played the championship game against the Raiders. So that's how that season ended up going. So and it was games throughout the years that we played to other teams where things weren't always going well that I thought he did a great job of knowing kind of what to say. And maybe a line or two, a couple lines or so, but just brought guys back together. And on the practice field for me as a line coach, is at times he'd say, you talk about having leaders. And he didn't lead because he was told he should be a leader. It was more of it came natural to him. He enjoyed what he did. So when he came on the field, that the players bought into that. As you're talking, they listen to him. He talked to the coaches. He'd be talking to me as a line guy just to kind of keep things going, keep guys in their head. If guys were messing up, he'd pull them aside and talk to them. In the locker, we told guys, hey, shut the TVs off. It's time to get ready about the game. They did what he said to do. So those are things you miss. You take for granted when you have players like him on your football team. But again, and it was fun to be around it and watch it and see what a contribution he made, not just on the field with a lot of you saw, but behind the scenes, what he did for a lot of players, a lot of teammates. Obviously made us better coaches. When you have great players, you become better coaches. And I think that was the fun part. And always smiling, always having fun. I enjoyed being around him, watching him compete. He's the kind of guy I would have loved to have played with as a teammate. And so, again, it's hard to believe all these years have passed. And he's done playing already. And I hear you guys talk about all the time, who's gonna step in and take Keith's spot. Well, we got some young linebackers I hope can someday. I hope they'll hear some of this and watch, see some of his clips, which we show them, and can kind of continue on where he left off. So, Keith, on behalf of Mr. Adams, I guess, and on the whole organization, I want to thank you for your contribution you've made to this organization. You'll never be forgotten. You'll always be part of our tradition and what we've done here. And I hope you won't be a stranger. Come back as often as you can. But thanks again.
Man, thanks, Mike. Well, the last time I was up here, I signed a pretty big contract. I don't see one in front of me now, so I guess that's not happening. But I definitely like to thank the Tennessee Titans as an organization, all the teammates that I played for from Syracuse, played with Bruce Matthews, the living legend, from Syracuse to 10 years with the Titans, 1 year with the New York Giants, and I'm very appreciative. You know, as a young kid, you start off, you just want to play ball, and that's all I ever wanted to do was play ball. And I got that opportunity at the collegiate level now here. And when I got here, like Coach Munchak said, I didn't get the opportunity at first, but I knew I was going to get that opportunity. And when I did, you know, I'm a firm believer in maximizing your opportunity. And as a football player, you never know when it's your time. You know, because you can go out there and practice. And I've seen people go down and practice. I've seen people go down their rookie year and never really bounce back. And, you know, I was blessed to play in 127 straight games, 8 years for the Titans. some good years, some not so good years, but then we were able to get back to the top. And I think that the coaches that I had here, they had an expectation level of myself, of me. And I had an expectation level of myself, and they pushed me to maximize that expectation level. And then when you get to a point where you maximize your expectation level, you look for other things to do. So it's not fair not to bring the guy next to you along, because that's what makes up a team. When you play this game, everybody wants to play to win a Super Bowl. Absolutely. You want to be the best player you can be, and as a team, to win a Super Bowl. I never got that opportunity, but there's no love lost for this game whatsoever. There's great players that have never played in or played for a Super Bowl. So, you know, I'm happy at this point in my life. You know, I see my lady, my little girl, other ones at gymnastics camp. had the opportunity to make a good amount of money to provide for my family, and now, you know, I get to walk away as a Titan. You know, I've always loved being a Titan. Coach Fisher, Coach Mack, Gunn, Schwartz, all the coaches that we had here, the players. That's why I think Jeff let me not practice, you know, like one time, but you know, it was by choice. You know, it's one of those things. As I stand here in front of you now, I'll never practice football again. I'll never play another game. That's why when I did it to the best of my ability, maximize my opportunity. And I hope these guys that play this sport now take that as a privilege and an honor to do and play for this Shield and play in this league. I see Blaine Bishop back there. I remember my first meeting as a rookie. I made the mistake and sat in Blaine's seat. Yeah, he corrected me quickly. But things like that are things that are carryover. You know, that Titan team that went to the Super Bowl and lost, you know, I learned a lot from those guys. I didn't get a chance to really play with those guys the way I wanted to. I learned a lot from those guys to have that carryover to the men that I was able to play with. And, you know, I think about guys that are here like, you know, Mike Griffin, some Derek Marks, you know, whatever, Mike Roos, those guys that I played with and practiced against and saw them come up to where they are now, you know, I still root for them. So, you know, it's not too much more I really want to say. I just want to thank the media. Thank all the staff, equipment guys in the back. I see you, Hoss, Joey, Miss Tina, everybody. You know, I definitely thoroughly enjoyed my time, and I'm officially no longer a football player. Thanks. What up, though?
Keith, whose idea was this? Was this the team's idea? Was this your idea? Was it a joint idea?
It was a joint idea because, with social media these days, people are hitting my Twitter account. Oh, what's up? You still playing? And last September, I made the decision not to play. My agent passed away in March, and after the lockout, things were just different. You know, the space for veterans wasn't as it was when Mike played and Bruce played. And, you know, as a man and as a football player, not everyone is done with football. You know, Bruce had an opportunity to be done with football when he wanted to. He played 35 years. But, you know, like, it comes a time where football is just done with you. And, you know, you got to be able to accept that. So I feel that's why I did all the things that I did while I was playing. You know, I was talking to Steve Waterson earlier, and yeah, sometimes I could get under people's skin, and sometimes I did that on purpose. You know, you got to see who you're playing with. You got to see who you're working with. You got to see who you're going to battle with. You know, and like I said, I learned from some great guys earlier who set the foundation of how I wanted to be, the player I wanted to be. I always wanted to just be the best. I never thought that I would play 11 years, play as many games I played, play as many tackles. But like I said, I had a coaching staff with Jeff Fisher and his coaching staff that challenged me. And maybe at times I challenged them. Maybe I didn't do it the right way, but, you know, that's just football. That's just camaraderie. That's just the game that we play, game I played. And, yeah, that's so I'd say it was a joint effort.
Keith, the general impression seems to be you probably weren't as appreciated as you should have been. is there a game or a moment in your career that you think back and you go, football people know when I did that, I'm a player?
Look, right now I'm on this NFL tour with NFL Sirius Satellite Radio. It's my new gig. Check me out, 2 to 6 today. You know what I'm saying? But we just did Chicago camp, Cincinnati camp. We went to Indy, New Orleans, Houston, and now we're here. So I walked through those buildings. I saw the respect that I was getting, and I earned that. I earned that for the way I competed against those guys, and for whatever reason, those coaches gravitated to me the way they did. So, you know, I don't need any justification. You know, I definitely know the games I played in, and I know I've had bad games, and I always tried never to put two bad games on top of each other because I was always my worst critic. You know, Coach Mack would be like, I remember my last year here, we played Jacksonville off the bye week, and Mack goes to me simply like, KB, were you sick on Sunday? He's like, no, why? He's like, I just didn't look like yourself. Like, I take that personal. So then the next game, I don't know who we played, but I bet you I showed up. You know what I mean? Things like that make me go.
When people think about you as a player, how do you want people to remember Keith Boyd as a football player?
That I was a beast, man. Like, you know, like, it's like, I'm being serious, like, because, you know, you just got to be yourself in this game. And I feel like players, they'll be themselves before they let their game speak for them. You know, I got to a point in my career where I wasn't worried about my game because the way my approach to it, I was taught how to study film. I was taught how to, you know, read the O-line. I was taught to my different keys, you know, look at the different intangibles that'll help me, not only me as a linebacker, but that might help a young Steven Tulloch or a young safety come down in the box or whatever it is. So those things I was taught. So, you know, I say a beast, but I just like to be remembered as a all-around great linebacker. I don't get looked at as some of those other players in other cities. The time I spent with the Giants, I definitely looked in their record books, and you know they have great linebackers. But I know if I played there my whole career, whew, you know, so it's all good. I love being in Tennessee. I think it keeps you grounded. And if you play here in Nashville, you know, you got to be appreciative because you don't have the big media outlets. You guys know you don't have all the national attention, but you go out and earn it, and it makes you a better person, a better player. And that's where that whole Tyrants thing came from. Like, we were 1-4. We went up to Oakland. We got crushed. And then, I don't know, we were just like, we got to do it ourselves. We got to make a statement. And, you know, it's awesome when you have a whole team that rides behind you and you have the same, everybody's on the same page, offense, defense, special teams. And yeah, we came up short. We weren't ready, you know, definitely on the defensive side of the ball, we weren't ready, but you know, we had other cracks at it. But sometimes you just don't get to the promised land, but it's all right.
Do you have a favorite holder too that particularly stands out to you over your time here?
I love that season. I love that first season that I got the opportunity to start because we started off 1-4. And I was like, man, this is terrible. Like, I'm like, I never thought this wasn't what I was thinking of. Like, now that I'm playing and whatnot. So, you know, I remember that season. That team was a strong team. You know, we rallied behind. It wasn't one person. We rallied behind one another, and that was a real team, a real strong team. You know, I liked the 13-3 team because I've never been a part of that. You know, they had done it previously in 1999, but I wasn't on that team. And to be a part of that, to win 10 games in a row, to have as much fun as we did, man, we had a lot of fun. It was fun being one of the only undefeated teams in the NFL. And I can say that I did that. I loved, you know, playing defense, one of the top defense in the league. And then personally, I don't know, I guess when I had 3 picks on Monday night, you know, I think I almost was joking with Mike before practice that week. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, Mike Reinfeld, I don't even know what we're talking about. But, you know, I went out there and the plays just come. You know, you guys have played. Those who have played, you know, you study film, and you expect to see certain looks. And I just happened to see those looks. You know, I always would pick out my plays. I can make a play on this if they run this. This formation, look for this. I can make a play on this. And I mean, I just made those plays that night. And, you know, unfortunately for Drew Brees, but now he's one of the top passers in the league. So I can say I picked off one of the top passers in the league three times. That's it.
You obviously took a lot of pride in your ability to stay healthy. How much did it gall you to get that knee injury then late in your career?
Yeah, it was pretty unfortunate, man. You know, I feel like I was on my way to the Pro Bowl that year, week 15. Nobody even touched me. Yeah, but that's football, man. Like, that could have happened 4 years before it had, you know. So that's just football. You can't control that. Like I said, nobody touched me, and I'll always say, and I'll be able to walk away from this game saying only an injury or a coach was ever able to stop my performance on the field. So, you know, that's football. That's life. You grow as a stronger person from those type experiences.
Do you think you're still playing if you don't have that knee?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because even in my year in New York, you know, I got turf toe the third play against the New York Giants. They ran power right, 3rd and 1. I blew up the play, flexed to the sidelines and to Jeff. And as I'm running to something, like, oh, man, there's something wrong on my foot. So I really was supposed to come out of that game, but there's no way I could have came out of that game against my former team, you know. So, you know, it was worth it. It definitely was worth it, man. Any football player would tell you that whatever they did while in their time playing was worth it.
Like Mike mentioned, your consecutive game streak was pretty incredible. Just how much of a grind was that for you? Did you ever feel like there was a time where it might end a little earlier than it did?
No, not really. I guess, you know, I'm not going to sit up here. Obviously, you see how lean I am. I haven't worked out since August last year, pretty much. But I wasn't really like I worked out because I had to, out of necessity, in order to stay on the field, in order to be strong, in order to be reliable for my team and my teammates and my coaches. So that's just something that comes with the territory. Like, if you want to, I'm sure O linemen do things they don't like to do. Kickers even probably do things they don't like to do. But in order to be the player you want to be, you have to do certain things. And I don't know, I never really thought about the streak probably till it was over.
Keith, what does it mean to have people say you're one of the greatest players in the history of a franchise? What does that mean to you?
Right now, nothing. I mean, it really hasn't sunk in. It just happened. He just said it like 10 minutes ago. So, you know, maybe... Maybe as, you know, time goes on and, you know, the game keeps going and progressing, like, you know, maybe it'll soak in then. But, you know, I'm definitely just happy the way that I was able to play. And I just know, regardless, even though I don't play anyone, no one can take anything from me, because I definitely earned everything that I got from this game, and I put that much into it.
One more play, and so who would it be against, quarterback, running back?
Nah, I'm cool, man. I weigh 225 pounds right now, so ain't really nothing flying over here right now.
Nice, Jay. Appreciate it.
Let me know when you guys are good back there. Good. Keith, do you want to get a picture with your family? And
thank you. here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.